Those who are familiar with Hindu mythology know that each and every god has a particular vehicle in the form of an animal or a bird to travel from one place to another. For example, the vehicle of Lord Ganesha is a mouse. Vishnu's vehicle is Garuda, and so on. Similarly, Indra, the king of all the gods, has a vehicle named Airavata, who is an elephant. Airavata features in multiple mythological texts and is at the center of the story as far as the famous churning of the ocean is concerned. Before we begin with these stories, a small piece of information about how Airavata got his name. He got it from his mother, who was a woman by the name of Iravati. This Iravati was herself the daughter of Brahma. Similar to the genealogy of Airavata, Indra too was born from Brahma. As a result, Indra decided to make Airavata his vehicle. Now let us move on to the story of how Airavata became the cause for the churning of the ocean. This event or act of churning of the ocean is extremely important because it is the source of multiple gods, goddesses, and Amrita, which is also known as nectar. Keep in mind, this was not an ordinary ocean, but an ocean of milk. Coming back to the story, there used to be this sage called Durvasas, who was known for his temperament. In anger, he often used to curse people severely. One day, this sage decided to visit Indra in his court. The maidens present there made a beautiful garland of flowers and requested Indra that they should be allowed to offer this to the sage. Indra agreed initially, but then he changed his mind. He thought that sage Durvasas may not accept the garland from the maidens. Therefore, Indra decided to let Airavata give the garland to Durvasa. He kept the garland on Airavata's tusk. Here, the flowers in the garland were extremely fragrant, and soon they attracted a swarm of bees, who in turn created a nuisance around Airavata's tusk. Irritated with this, Airavata tore off the garland from his tusk and hurled it away. When Durvasa saw this, he took it as an insult and got very angry. He cursed all the gods right away, where he said that all the gods will become subject to old age and would die as common people. However, he calmed down a little bit and then he got to know the real incident and then his anger reduced. He then prescribed a remedy for this curse. The remedy was that the gods could redeem themselves by drinking Amrita, that is nectar, obtained from the ocean of milk. Slowly, the curse began to operate and the gods started losing their youth. It was then that they decided to go to the Asuras, where they befriended them and with their help, they churned that ocean of milk. Eventually, they got that nectar, they drank it and they regained their youth. This in itself is another story for some other day. Moving on, there is another version of this particular story which is mentioned in the Mahabharata. It says that Airavata also arose out of the ocean of milk. Here is the story. When Durvasas cursed the gods, Airavata felt very guilty and responsible for this. So, he took refuge in the ocean of the milk and started worshipping Vishnu. Why? Because the ocean of the milk is an abode of Lord Vishnu. Here, Lord Vishnu got very pleased with the devotion of Airavata and gave him the idea of the churning of the ocean. And as we all know, the rest is history. It is believed that this Airavata is one of the 8 elephants guarding the 8 zones of the universe. These elephants are called Ashta Diggajas, Ashta meaning 8. Out of them, Airavata is supposed to guard the eastern zone and he resides in the Pushkara island.